Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Geno Thompson is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of words, but also his love of life. And Geno's been able to share it with us not only through social media, taking us through his day-to-day activities, but also his realization about himself. Now, you're just now finding out about Geno. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But, Geno, hello to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cyrus. I feel very honored to have this opportunity right now.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I've been following you online for quite some time, man, and reached out to you, so I was really excited, you know, when you accepted the invitation to be on. And one of the main reasons I wanted to talk to you, Geno, is because you not only use social media like the rest of us, you know, to kind of keep people posted on what you're doing, but also where you are, I think, mentally and emotionally as well. I mean, what has it been like for you, man, as you've been able to see the way that literally people around the world has been following your journey through social media?
Oh, man, it all began with the idea of social media. I remember back in the MySpace days, I used to check out other people's MySpace, and I used to be envious, not jealous, but envious, you know, like, oh, I wish I could have mine just the same. I wish I could be that type of person, you know, and as I grew older into the social media world, I started understanding that, you know, a lot of these things are fabricated. So me trying to be like someone that is not even them kind of altered me. Like, it messed me up at first. Just like any other young teen growing up, we had admiration of people who are very much in the social media realm that were popular, such as athletes or writers or musicians. And I fell victim to just living amongst, like, trying to duplicate their life in my common, ordinary life.
Right. Right. You know, I think even with that, Geno, there's so many people that can relate to that because, you know, that is kind of, you know, what I guess what the plan is. I mean, for us to look at this and say, hey, this is what you should want. You should want to be with this girl. You should want to drive this car, live in
that's
this neighborhood, you know, and have this house. You know, and that's why, you know, they're kind of put in that position. So how important has it been for you? It's interesting that you said that, though, because how important has it been for you then to realize the importance and the power of just being you, just being the best that Geno Thompson can be?
Wow. Oh, man. Those are superb questions. What I realize is that the power of me is so much stronger than the power of who I intend to be. You know, to clarify that is like a lot of times people just go through the motions of who they intend to be and not who they are. They'll wake up in the morning like, you know, let me put these clothes on because I think people would think I look nice in these clothes. Or let me talk to this person this way because I think they would think that I'm a nice person or I come off this way. But as you grow into yourself, and the only way you're able to capture who you are is whenever you mature. A lot of people think that age, a numerical value, bring upon maturity, which is totally wrong. Experiences and what you do with those experiences, the application of those experiences. So I used to always wonder, you know, I was like, what is maturity? Well, how do I mature? What is maturity? And then finally, when it finally dawned on me, I became mature. It wasn't that maturity was a thing that people reach for. It's something that just is acclimated through your life. And I finally became me. And when I became me, I think that was the most powerful tool I could ever hold. I started being happier. Like, and it seems it's simple, you know, it's a simple formula, but the thing about it is that you have to be conscious to it. Nobody ever brought it to my attention to be me. You know, they'll say be yourself, but no one ever gave me a map of how to be myself. And then I realized that there's no map particularly that someone else can give you. It's more so of you accepting who you are, like totally.
Right.
Like, I'm definitely an outcast, like, standout guy. It's because I be myself, though. I don't try to walk amongst everyone and be the exact same way that everybody else is. I don't try to talk the same way, you know, because growing up, people always ask me, why did I talk the way I talk? And it was funny to me because I thought I talked normal, you know. I thought I sounded
right.
normal. I thought I looked normal. Until I realized normal means average, you know, basically in the sense of what people look for, and I wasn't. I wasn't average, and I finally grew into me. I finally grew into me, and at this point, I have no second doubts. When I wake up in the morning, I don't look in the mirror and say, "Hey, I wonder if they think this will look nice on me." I wake up in the morning and say, "Hey, do I like this? Does it feel comfortable to me? Like, do I really
right.
want to wear this for the sake of me?" You know, the main
right.
thing in this and the whole thing is me. A lot of people don't want to grasp the concept that you are the controller of your life. They'll say they are, but they never grasp it and fully just, you know, dwell in it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's a really powerful point. I'm going to pick back up on that. But for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Chino Thompson is making his first appearance on our program today. We're talking with him not only about his own journey to be able to discover the importance of and the power of learning who he is, but also what it's been like for him to walk in that. You know, I think that goes to, you know, how you and I initially connected, which was through social media, Chino, but also through
right.
through music. And words, you know, is a big part of your life. I noticed that even for people who are staying connected with you online, they'll notice that you use words in a variety of ways, through music, you know, through blogs. I also know, because you and I talked about it, you know, you're writing a book as well. I mean,
right,
when did
right.
you realize that power? You mentioned earlier the power of being yourself, but when did you realize the power of words?
Oh, I recognize, like, I think when I became conscious of me becoming me, I started realizing that, like, how powerful words were that manipulated me beforehand for me to try to be the person in which somebody else wanted to be. You know, like, when I idolized people on, you know, social media, it was based on because of their words. That is a fundamental thing. But people want to look at their appearance or whatnot, but they don't want to listen to or see the words. And I was like, why I wake up and I'm reading these people's statuses on Facebook, you know, and I wake up, everything I look at, you have to read, you know, you read what you want on the menu at a restaurant, you read what you want, you know, what type of toothpaste you want to use, you read what kind of deodorant, you know, you read so you can, you know, trap that knowledge in your mind, that way you can, you know, interpretate, you know. So then I realized that if my words are powerful, I can give off an interpretation to people that positivity is something that we all can acquire, you know, or
right.
equality is something that we all can acquire. So I started thinking, like, how can I portray my words in that fashion? First off, before everything, I was doing poetry. You know, I started doing poetry, but it was amongst myself because I was too shy. If people would probably think that I've always been an outgoing person. Personality-wise, to the world, I probably have been, but I'm not. I'm like, I was shy. And then I went to the music, you know. I was like, okay, since music, you know, it has been getting to people. People don't think about the words of the music. They think of lyrics, you know, but they don't really think of lyrics, you know, if that makes sense,
right.
you know.
Right.
They listen to the words, but they don't listen to what he or she may be implying amongst it. They're not critical thinkers. So I felt like my words, I can create critical thinkers amongst people by using my words. You know, you could create and interpret or give off some type of persona for people to perceive in a manner where they start thinking like you. So if you read a lot of things that I post, or if you read a lot of things in which I, you know, I type up or say my blogs or anything, you'll realize that your perception started molding a little bit and being, you know, sway towards mine. Not necessarily you're thinking like me, but you're acquiring my experience. You're living through my
right.
words. So if you live through my words, now you can somewhat feel synonymous with actually living those words in your own life, but in your own way, if that makes sense.
Right, right. Yeah, it does. I mean, and I think, too, the other thing you're showing people, Gino, and I think it's great to be able to kind of nail down on this, is that it's okay. It's okay for everyone not to agree with you. It's okay for everyone not to
yes.
think that your way is the normal way, you know, by their standards. And I think, you know, but that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to be that comfortable in yourself and in what's been given to you. What do you think has helped you to cultivate that courage?
One of my professors back in 2009, they know it would transpire and come with me, is they were speaking, and he was saying out loud that, he was saying that being who you are is strong and powerful, and I never really understood that, you know, for so long. Like, I never understood that. So, but then he said it's okay to accept the flaws that come with who you are. And then it started making sense to me, you know, and one of my professors told me to look in the mirror. Go home, look in the mirror. On the left side, write your cons. Write your cons, and your right side, write your pros. And if your pros outweigh your cons, you're not ready to take on, you know, the world. You're not ready to take on the world because you're too egotistical about yourself. You think solely on you. So that means we having a debate. I'm closed-minded towards everyone else based on my ego. So in order for me to grow, I have to be willing to listen to others. You know, I can't solely say that exactly what I say is 100% right because I got my information from someone else, you know. Like in life, in everything we do, we get our information from others. And that's how we transpire and put it into our own thinking pattern. So what I finally did was I said, you know what? I always wanted to be writing arguments when I was younger. I always was, you know, I'm talking about I wanted to be 100% right every single time. And finally, one day, I let myself lose in a matter because I was really wrong. Because I used to be like, if I'm wrong, I'm still going to fight this out to show you that I'm right. But I lost. And then it made me feel better because I learned something new. Like, I actually learned something new. So from that experience, it's a pattern. You know, you have to be a pattern. Like, you're not going to always be right. You have to accept it. You're not, your opinion is not always going to stand out. Your opinion is not going to be the thing that's put on the pedestal. So that means I have to suck up my ego and my pride because my pride and my ego is the thing which is blocking out me from accepting what other people, that other people can be right too. And then once I dropped my pride, dropped my ego, things started getting better, you know. So now I'm at the point where I put my information out there, my opinion out there, but my opinion is not cemented. It's just this is my opinion based on the emotions in which I'm exhilarating. It's telling me to portray this in this manner.
Right.
That makes sense as well.
Yeah, you know, and I think that is, again, another great point. And, again, you're showing others, you know, not only what you have learned, you know, but also, you know, what they can glean from as well. Because, as you said, it all begins from what you learn from someone else. And so now people are able to learn from you as well. I want to go to something that you posted last month on social media. You posted a meme that I thought was interesting, and I want to talk to you about the role of those around you. Because we focus a lot on this program talking about how you are who you hang around, you are what you read, what you take in, that is who you are because it becomes a part of who you are. You posted a meme on January 27th, "My mother worked too hard for me not to be great." And I wanted to ask you, you know, how much of the person that we know today is influenced by the people who raised you?
Wow. I'm telling you, the people who raised me are the supreme structures, the supreme builders of me. Like, I can't even take the amount of credit in which it may seem as if I take, because it's like my mom, a high competitive spirit, you know, my father, you know, is such a strong supporter of everything. Like, you know, it's my brother, you know, he's been there to support me. Like, and what I mean by support, my sister, my grandmother, my aunt, we're like a very close-knitted family. Even though I'm like someone who travels a lot and be away a lot, but their words when I was growing up, like, changed and defined me, like, because they would always tell me these things right now that I'm speaking, but maturity, I lacked the maturity, I lacked the understanding to understand what they were telling me as I was growing up. Like, you know, how when you're younger, you just say, I know what's going on. You know, I know what's being said. But in reality, you don't. You're just trying to speed through the process and get over it. so, you know, so you can get them out of your face. But then it all, it's like a cycle. You know how they say history repeats itself and life repeats itself. Everything is the same pattern over and over, in a simpler term, which is so true. And their influence, they instill each of their character, like their main characteristic that stood out amongst them in me. Since I'm the youngest, I was the youngest in the family for a while. Like, I was the youngest, so that means that every information is passed on, comes to me. It's just, you know, when you think of the simple foundation of humanity, our goal is to pass on information to the next generation, because we're no longer going to be able to live forever. We can't live forever. So what you have to do, you pass your experience, what you've learned, tell them what not to do to the next generation. That way they can improve to the next one. So I am the product of the generation of the information that's been passed through my family, who's very close-knit for some time, you know, and it's just been instilled in me.
Right. And I think, again, that goes to, you know, not only I think what we feed on, but also what we choose to surround ourselves on. And, again, being able to be around individuals that push us, and I think that's the thing. You said something interesting earlier about, you know, always feeling as though you're right. If that one of your instructors said that to you, that if you feel like you always do everything right, that's a reason to check yourself. You posted even recently a question that a lot of people ask. You know, three words really. I think, who am I? And I think it's something that is so important for everyone to be able to ask, and to ask, you know, also, you know, why am I doing the things that I do? You know, who influences me? And I think if we're able to have those kind of conversations, I think we all will be better off. So, Gina, what is it like for you when you hear people say how much they appreciate you? They appreciate your sharing the way that you do. What is it like for you to know that you're able to impact people that way?
No. It's really astounding. Like, when I speak to my significant other, we always speak on things such as, like, the feeling that humans get from human-to-human interaction. Like, it's so powerful, you know. It's so powerful. And for me to influence one human, like, I don't care if it's one. I don't care if it's half of one. If it sparked up a debate. If I brought it to your consciousness, I feel like that was a successful, you know, outing. And it makes me feel so great. Like, I get my pleasure in life off of helping people. For a long time, I never understood that. You know, I was like, how do you feel good by giving your last when you don't even have nothing, you know? But when you can give someone and benefit someone, and they feel good, it makes me feel, oh, man, words really can't describe it, but since we have to describe things in words, I say it makes me feel stupendous.
Yeah. What a great thing. And what a great way, I think, for individuals to know that there are people around them that are doing great things and are setting the example for one of the importance of being oneself, loving yourself, but also, of course, pushing yourself. And those are all things that Gino has been able to do for sure. Again, everyone, Gino Thompson has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Gino. We've been talking with him not only about his journey that he's been able to share with us, but also the journey inside of himself and what it's been like for him to be able to walk according to that, you know, and to be able to show other people in the process how they can do the same thing. So, Gino, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Thank you. You can also befriend me or follow me on Facebook, Keontae Thompson, KEONTETHOMPSON. Also on Instagram at Just Gino, JustGiino. Once again, I'm going to repeat that once again. For Facebook, it would be Keontae Thompson, KEONTETHOMPSON. And then on Instagram, it's Just Gino, JustGiino. And what's next for me is at this particular moment, I am working on a cognitive cloud. I'm basically trying to create an equation that can equate the cognitive cloud. How big is your memory card in your brain? How much information you can store? So this has been a little journey I've been working on and researching for the past 2 months, and I'm close to a breakthrough, and hopefully I'll be creating an app that could put it in the palm of your hands for anyone, anywhere.
Cool, cool. So some things for us to definitely be looking forward to from Gino. So make sure you all are staying connected with him on social media. Gino, man, congratulations to you, man, and looking forward to more great things from you and looking forward to our next conversation together, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate everything, man, and I appreciate the opportunity for me sharing this information.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends at facebook.com/CyrusWeb and also at twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I'll make sure that we tag Gino there on Facebook. For our radio audience, you all are in for a treat. We have the one and only Lenny Williams coming up for you all after a break. He has a brand new album that was released the end of 2015. We're going to talk to him about that and also hear some of the music from that project. So again, for our radio audience, you all stay where you are. That's coming up for you. For the rest of you, though, until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.